I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on CSN. We'll hit the skins at 7, give you the latest. They did suffer a season-ending injury, but they got good news on the injury front from another player, so we'll fill you in on that. Chelsea Janes covers the Nationals for the Washington Post. We'll join us at 8, give us the latest on Bryce Harper and some of the guys who may be returning soon. Michael Taylor is back. Later in the show, we have Patrick Lechleitner, who is a special agent in charge of the Homeland Security Investigations DC office. That's a Cakes guest booking.
This is my guy.
Yeah.
Cakes is fascinated,
so it should be very interesting.
That guy knows so much. He knows so much more than the rest of us.
We don't do a lot of that on the show, but whenever we do kind of go in that direction, whether it's who's the scary guy we have on?
Bob Bear.
Bob Bear. I wanted to call him Brett Bear. That's the guy from Fox. Yeah. Bob Bear. And those are always great interviews. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Lot went on this weekend, and we'll get into the sad news a little bit later. But I thought Drab was going to be walking in all big. Drab, congratulations. I watched some of your fight on Friday night. Dude, you landed some shots.
Some haymakers from Drabby?
I think I saw Drab. Yeah, I missed part of his fight.
Yeah.
And I checked out the podcast, Big Owen Duke's podcast, for part of his fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he did land some haymakers, and what Drab said afterwards, and he talked to it. Talk to us about it is that he's been taking Muay Thai, and in Muay Thai you learn it's the art of striking, like straight shots,
right?
And the tech, I think he said all technique was out the door, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you just don't want to get pummeled, so you're just trying to end this thing as quickly as possible.
Sure.
So on the podcast, they put me against a friend of mine who's been taking Muay Thai classes as well, and he's a listener. He's been running his mouth, so we fought each other.
Smack.
But I'm way bigger than him. But
right.
We wore headgear, and I pummeled him, and they stopped the fight.
Well, did they stop it in every round?
Well, he quit.
I didn't see the first round. I only saw part of the second round,
How
and then I
the
saw
rounds?
The third round.
20 seconds? That's what I would have lobbied
minute
for.
And a half.
Guy, you want to talk about throwing technique out the window. His punching technique was poop. I was watching that.
Well, he couldn't get in on Drab.
Drab had the reach
Drab
on him?
Drab used his reach, and
no, I mean,
Drab just
clearly
him.
Dominated him, but I was like, this guy doesn't even know how to throw a punch. That guy's been taking Muay Thai classes? How's that possible? Again, they teach you how to punch in that thing?
It was awkward. Yeah. I mean, he's a miniature little boy. Oh, yeah. I felt like I was just pounding him. I felt like a big bully.
Yeah.
But I was told to do it, so I did it.
Right. Hey, you just did your job.
Right.
Your job was to go in there and pummel the smaller guy, and
right.
you did it.
So is that your first fight since you beat Bat in the Morning years ago?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we just did it in our studio where we record the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, Drab's not much of a pugilist, but if he's given the gloves, he'll go in there and he'll fight.
I watched some of it, too. I got a kick out of it. And then those guys, they were doing some sort of dancing thing, a dance-off. I don't understand half the shtick. I didn't know any of the references.
The shtick, we had a dance-off. We had a bunch of fat guys go out there and compete against each other.
Yeah, but they were all, doing something they saw in a movie or something, right? Weren't they
flash
all sort
dance?
Of, they were all referencing dance, yeah. different movies or whatever. I didn't get any of the references. I mean, it was funny, but so, I don't get it.
I didn't see the dance-off.
Definitely funny.
I actually tuned in, I guess, at the perfect time because, we have this routine with the baby, and I usually give the baby a bath, and then the baby's fed, and then I came downstairs, and I popped it on my phone, and then I just saw Drab popping this kid, and I didn't understand, though, what the beef was because you're supposedly friends.
I think it's generally manufactured beef. Any excuse to fight.
Bingo, yeah.
I think it's any excuse to do something. But it is interesting.
I told him I'm too old. I'm done with that now.
Yeah.
You're out of the fight
well,
game?
Well, I'm 35. What am I going to be?
Yeah.
You need to just attic fights when I'm 40.
Yeah.
Now, was the building owner aware of said fight?
Not at all.
All the kids. Did you guys plan that?
As long as the rent's on time.
Did you plan that on the weekend or something so there'd be less traffic below?
After the business is closed around.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But congratulations.
Quite a lot of chaos over there.
Hey, look, better to have the win than the loss, whether or not it was going to be your last fight or not. You pummeled the kid. And he wasn't a kid. Look, he's your age, right?
Oh, he's like 38 or something.
Right.
But he weighs like 155 pounds.
Well, how much do you weigh?
A lot more than that.
I mean, it's not like it's a 100-pound difference. I mean, you got 20, 25 pounds on him.
It's a significant
maybe
weight difference.
Yeah, maybe 30.
Maybe 35. I mean, whatever.
No, it was a good bit. I enjoyed it. I actually did catch a lot of it, too.
So that was Friday night. And then Saturday evening, like at 3 in the morning, Dana White threw out a couple of Instagram videos that rocked the boxing and MMA world, where there had been a controversy about Conor McGregor bringing this two-time world champion in to be a sparring partner. The two-time world champion's name is Paulie Malignaggi. And I've been knee-deep, fascinated with all the ins and outs about it. And Saturday morning, I wake up and I see the video, and Paulie Malignaggi swore that he wasn't knocked down, that he was pushed down in the sparring, and he left Conor McGregor's training camp and went on a million radio shows and TV shows blasting Conor McGregor as we're about 2 weeks out from the big fight. So I see this, and then I just retweeted and I said, that's Paulie Malignaggi, two-time world champ, but he's way past his prime and out of shape, and it seems like his ego got bruised and he bounced.
You were joking.
Yeah. And then I also retweeted the other video,
right?
I'm fascinated by it, and I was like, I doubt Conor's going to be able to, that's a sick left, but I doubt he's going to be able to land that on Floyd Mayweather. And then Paulie Malignaggi tweeted me back and said that I needed to get bifocals, and I was all of a sudden in a beef with Paulie Malignaggi.
Getting bifocals is a funny joke.
I thought it was hilarious. I can't believe that he would waste
glasses.
His time
to
with
rookie
people.
Move. To rookie move
responding to everybody.
Malignaggi,
but he's been doing it for about 2 weeks. Like, if you go onto his Twitter for 2 weeks, he's been responding to everything. And a lot of people, like in the MMA world, I know people said, that's not a push. Like, I saw Kenny Florian and all these people that are in the fight. Like, Paulie Malignaggi for a week and a half was acting like Conor McGregor just shoved him down and they took this one picture.
I saw the clip. It looked like he kind of did push him. But they were not impressive. I mean, I didn't think the technique by McGregor was impressive at all. I thought it looked pretty awful.
I don't disagree with that. The funny thing about it is I actually believe the fight is going to be like the Pacquiao-De La Hoya fight. When Manny Pacquiao fought Oscar De La Hoya, Oscar De La Hoya's face got so lit up that his corner, I think after 8 rounds, maybe it was after 9 rounds, they just threw in the towel.
You know what I think it's going to be like? I think it's going to be like Drab and the little guy fighting in the attic. That's what I think it's going to be like. Because McGregor looked like poop.
Yeah, but they're going to get paid a lot more than the Drab t-shirt got paid.
Well, that's for sure. He had a great, left, whatever that was. You know, you could see the power, but the rest of the technique was poop. I mean, that other fighter, he looked like he was shot too. But I think it's interesting that they're only releasing those 10 or 12 seconds. They did like 2 of them, I think.
I actually would.
I'm with the Malignaggi guy. Release the whole 12 rounds, and we'll really see how poopy he looks.
Well, they may release that afterwards. He's not going to release that during his training camp for Floyd to see that.
Yeah. Well, I saw enough. I think it's going to be a joke. I thought McGregor was a better boxer than that.
Well,
that looked gross.
In one of the clips, he's
didn't even
dirty
look like boxing
because he's holding Malignaggi's head and then peppering him. His straight left is legit.
Yeah, but.
And then the other one, Malignaggi stumbling around, but I watched the clip and I was like, hey, he looks fat.
Honestly.
He looks fat. Paulie Malignaggi looks fat. And when he fought, and he fought this year, it's not like he's long retired. He's in his mid-30s. He's actually younger than Floyd Mayweather. But two things about Malignaggi. Number one, if you look at his career record, two-time world champ, he has 7 knockdowns. So I saw somebody describe him. He's got pillows for hands. All right. So when you're sparring with him, you know you're not going to get hit hard. Now, some people might say that about Floyd. I disagree. I think that Floyd hasn't been knocking down people of late because he fights the best fighters and they're used to taking punches. And the other thing about Malignaggi is he just looked fat and out of shape.
When I saw that, I went, ooh, this fight's not going to be nearly as intriguing as I thought. I am. It actually hurt.
You're
the
finally
fight.
Coming around.
Well, I mean, I was intrigued by the hype. But then when I saw McGregor, I was like, ooh, he looks like a terrible boxer. Well, I think it's actually going to be a horrible fight.
The other thing is, if you just watched, I watched a little of Thursday's press day, which was Floyd Mayweather's press day, and like Boogie Cousins showed up. Whenever Floyd does it, he's got celebrities show up. And Floyd was actually hitting the speed bag at one point while drinking a soda. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so good at all these things and so fast. And then you watch McGregor, and it's different. And I know the MMA, first of all, he does his crazy movement stuff. And then he comes in there, and he was working. Like, if you didn't know it was Conor McGregor, to me, he was working the heavy bag like just anybody else. Like, there wasn't anything special about the way he worked it. Now, some people think he's playing a mind game and doing it slow on purpose.
No.
But I was watching it, and Teddy Atlas and Chael Sonnen, who's amazing, they did the live coverage for like 2 hours on ESPN, and Teddy Atlas was kind of just ripping his technique.
Yeah, I thought.
But those
terrible.
Are that's the boxing world, because the crazy thought would be that he's.
But this
something
is
else.
A boxing match. It's true. I'm telling you, and I
but
hate
maybe
Floyd
he
Mayweather.
Wants to change the game.
But I'll be stunned if Floyd doesn't figure out a way to win. Now, I don't think he's necessarily going to knock him out, because I actually am one of those that thinks Floyd has pillows for fists.
But anyway, I thought that was funny that Paulie Malignaggi, and it's not just me. I mean, he responds to everybody who criticizes everybody.
Well, can you imagine? All right, so he's this two-time world champion. Okay, he's past his prime. That's probably why he's retired. But he probably knows he dominated the guy for 12 rounds. And he got a couple shots in there, and now they're releasing that video? That would piss me off, too.
Well, he's saying that now because the first interviews, he didn't say that. That's mm-hmm. the interesting thing. The first interviews, he said, you know,
that was before they
Connor
released the videos.
Connor got me the first 5 rounds. He's like, then I had a good first, you know, next 5 rounds, and then he won. Like, if you could get into a rabbit hole over with the whole Paulie Malignaggi thing, I just think he would have been above it all and not deal with, you know, people
oh,
making
no.
comments.
He's
about
a bit of a
him.
Dog. He took the bait. He loves taking bait and
well,
just engaging people.
I would be bitter too. If I felt like I generally won that thing, and then they're just releasing the one time that I was knocked down / pushed a little bit, I'd be bitter too.
His ego was bruised. And if you watch the first All Access after the first spar, he looked like he was kind of lit up in the face, and he gave props to Conor McGregor. So it'll be interesting. Look, again, I'm not some Conor McGregor sycophant. I believe he's going to lose the fight, and I think that he's going to be dominated in the fight.
Yeah, I think he's going to look
pleasantly surprised.
I think he's going to look terrible.
Ends up knocking him out. That'd
I think
be
he's
going to
look like Drabby and his buddy in the attic.
So that was the start of my Saturday, and then the Saturday night was one of the first times I actually took the baby out and went out to a restaurant. And Justin and I went to this. I don't even want to name the restaurant. It may have been the worst service I've ever received.
Oh.
So first of all, it took about 10 or 15 minutes. Till somebody saw us at the table, right?
That's actually, way too long.
Actually, I'll say, no, that's not true, because they did give us the menu.
Okay.
They gave us the menu, but then after you're looking at the menu for about 10 minutes, you expect somebody to come over and then ask you what you
want.
Well,
I would guess within the first, you should be approached by the waiter in under 5 minutes from when you're sat at your table.
Right. And the more I think about it, the hostess stand,
right,
or host stand, we were standing there for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I actually asked my wife, do we just seat ourselves?
Right. Mm.
Eventually, we get seated, get the menus, looking at it for a while, order, and I ordered a prime rib. And the prime rib came with a loaded baked potato, I believe.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Can you replace the baked potato with some steamed vegetables? And the guy asked me, he's like, well, what kind of steamed vegetables?
Like, are you sure? Like, you sure you want to make this terrible life decision?
And he seemed clueless, and I was like, you can just steam broccoli.
Right.
And so I was like filling in the blanks for him. So anyway, they bring out an appetizer, which we had ordered, my wife's order, and they bring out, oddly enough, the steamed vegetables, which right. were cold, in a coffee mug.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
And they brought my salad.
Right.
And so, okay, I can work with this. My prime rib is still going to come out.
Right.
Right? My wife ends up eating 3/4 of her sandwich.
Yeah.
I've eaten my cold broccoli and my salad. And then the waiter, who I didn't see for a while, I finally flagged him down. I was like, when are you bringing out the prime rib?
Right.
And he's like, you didn't order a prime rib.
Oh.
He goes, you're joking, right? And I said, no, I'm not joking. I was like, that's why I have the steamed broccoli. Remember?
Right.
I was replacing the baked potato.
It's interesting. I wonder what he thought. Did he think you were just going to have a dainty salad? That's all he thought.
Right. He thought that was your entire order?
Right. Because some people just order salad for dinner. But then I said, all right, you know,
right. Crazy
the prime
people.
Rib. Just bring me the burger.
Right.
Just bring me a burger. It took like 20 minutes for the burger to come out. My wife, who had mentioned this at the beginning, they had fancy shakes on the menu, said that I'm going to get a fancy shake after dinner. So that was a precursor before
right.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
We then ordered it again. 10 minutes pass. He forgot about it. It's the most forgetful, and it wasn't a packed place. You know, Cakes believes that a packed restaurant, you will suffer
worse service.
Well, it's true.
The place was not packed.
Right.
He didn't have 10 tables.
So you had a bad waiter.
And a couple.
It's possible you just had a bad waiter.
It was actually unbelievable.
It's possible you just had a terrible waiter.
How much did you tip?
And that's happened.
I tipped, you know, what you're supposed to tip. I'm not one of those guys who goes and tips a dollar.
Will be penal.
No, I wouldn't give a dollar. But, I mean, if it's really substandard service, I might consider giving 10%.
The problem
now, you should give 20.
The problem is, if you do that, no one's going to be self-reflective and sort of understand that.
I know.
They're just going to say, hey, that guy from the Junkies came in, only tipped 10%.
Right.
He's cheap.
That's true.
That's the only end result.
I mean, eventually I was cool with him. We kind of joked about it. Who knows why he was forgetting everything?
Right.
Maybe he broke up with his girlfriend earlier that day. I have no
Maybe
idea.
Maybe he's just a bit of a donk.
But it was a show. I was looking forward to that dinner. And we were there for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
And by the way, my wife ordered a club sandwich. So that shouldn't have been that difficult.
That should take 3 minutes to make.
I mean, think about that.
I would guess.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Club sandwich, a salad, replaced the prime rib, had a burger. And then got a shake at the end. And we were there for an hour and 45 minutes.
That's a shame. You know, it could have just been a bad server. That happens. Could have just had a bad waiter.
All right, remember, coming up at 7, we'll fill you in the latest with the Redskins when we hit the skins at 7, plus Chelsea James from the Washington Post fills in on the Nationals coming up at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.